Don't be afraid to talk to people about what it is that you love and what it is that you do and what it is that you want to do. And here's why.
Hello and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing innovators in the creative, social impact, and earth conservation spaces. I also bring you ideas and techniques that you can grab and use to set goals, create, and unlock your potential for changing yourself and the world. And now let's get to the show.
Welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. What am I talking about? Here is the thing that I'm talking about. I just had a rehearsal with some of the members of the Philosopher's Tones, the group that I lead and manage. And the wife, wonderful, amazing, beautiful wife of one of them came along. And after the rehearsal, which was all music-oriented, we started talking about some of the other things that I do, one of which, of course, is that I write books. The most recent one is A Mystery, and it came out, Die by the Sword came out on August 9th, and that was super fun, and she's in the middle of reading it. Patricia, shout out to you for doing that. But here's the other thing. She said, well, what are the other things that you do? And I said, well, I go into schools and I do assemblies and I teach kids how to save the earth, how to care about the earth, how to take agency and power for themselves to become activists on behalf of the earth, to leave it better than they found it. And I work in K through 12, which is kindergarten here in the USA through 12th grade. But the important part about this is that we talked about it and she said, wow, that's amazing. I love what you're doing. I'd like to help you. And I went, huh? And it turned out that she is amazing at sales and marketing. That's what she is a professional at. And she's going to help me do it. Now, I am not the first or the last to say that that's not the part that I enjoy. The part that I enjoy is boots on the ground, doing the work with the kids, helping and communicating with them so that they get empowered to actually do the work themselves of saving the earth, of creating PSAs, which are public service announcements, of creating posters that they then put up in businesses about recycling and about composting and about not throwing out things that you could reuse and repurpose. The kids themselves do that, and I work with them to help them figure out how. I love that. I love that beyond just about anything, because I believe this is our home. This is the only thing we need. This is the only thing we can have, so we should be protecting it like crazy. And so she said, I'm going to help you do it. Ha! Why is that amazing? Because it means that I am then more freed up to do the things I love to do. How cool is that, right? That's the most important thing. When you talk to people about your goals, your ideas, and your dreams, it gives you the opportunity. It opens the door for them to be able to be part of it in ways that could quite frankly supplement what you are doing. So your strengths get to be top for you, their strengths get to be top for them, but together the collaboration is what matters. And so writing the book, doing the logistics, all of that stuff, I can, but it's the logistics, the sales, all of that, it's not my passion. It's her passion. Working together is going to be magic. Do you see how that worked? If I had been unwilling to talk about it, if I had not really shared my passion for saving the earth, for teaching kids all about it with her, none of that would have happened. So speaking up, getting there so that you can get creative with and get inspired by the people around you is magic. It's the thing that's going to allow you to make it work, right? So I wanted, this whole thing is really a bonus episode. It's Labor Day here in the USA. And I wanted to put that out there because it's, I think it's so important. No one is an island. We collaborate. We do things together. You know, my favorite saying is, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And that's what I want to do. My greatest goal, my greatest wish is to help save the earth and to especially work with kids, with students of all ages, but kids specifically, to empower them, to help them understand their own agency to take action. I've talked about the fact that I work in the STREAM, and let me explain what that is. STEM here in the USA is science, technology, engineering, and math. STEAM, they've started doing, and that's science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, which I love. You know how much arts are important to me. But I work in the stream, and that's about writing and reading. And it is science, technology, reading, engineering, arts, and math. Why is that important? Because it's holistic. It lets us do the whole thing, and it lets students take agency, take the power in their own hands to make a difference. What can be better than that? So I wanted to talk to you about this because the focus of the podcast is going to be changing some. It's going to be moving more into that role, more into that focus. And the episodes themselves have undergone a change. We're still going to be doing the interviews every Monday with someone and who's innovating to change the earth, who's innovating on behalf of animals, who's innovating on behalf of the environment, or an artist who is also innovating and creating. And then there's going to be a Wednesday episode, which is going to be focused on communication, collaboration, and what it means to be a creative earthling. And that's the other bit of good news for me, is that last week I formed the company Creative Earthlings. It is a thing now. And so that is going to be the focus from now on. And I'm working on it. I'm doing it. I'm excited by it. And I cannot wait to make it a reality with you. If you want to be part of it in any way, get in touch. This is, as I said, the arts are my passion. Saving the earth is my mission. That's where I'm focused. That's where I want to go. That's what I want to do. It's what I love. And the arts, as always, are going to be part of it. It's how I create. It's how I innovate. It's what I write about, always. And so together, I think we can do it. And I wanted to share that with you this Monday, Labor Day, right as school is starting here in the USA. And I'm super excited about it. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I'm grateful that you've taken the time to be here and to be part of this. And if you have questions, get in touch. There are a couple different ways on the show notes page that you can find me. You can email me. You can leave a voicemail message. There are lots of, as I said, lots of ways you can follow me. Whatever you want to do, get involved. Let's do this together. I think we can. And until next time, this is Isolde Trachtenberg reminding you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you.